Yorkton. The Yorkton Terriers are readying for a new season, albeit with a near-complete new lineup. It was a very difficult year this past season, Terrier General Manager and Head Coach Matt Herr told the team's annual general meeting Monday. Heading into this past season, there was a lot of high hopes for our team, he said, adding it was the team's goal was to win the championship. I thought the previous 2 years we had a great opportunity to win. We were division champions and then our playoffs were cancelled in the middle of the first round. Then we had an extremely strong core return, that we kinda built for these past couple years, only to play 6 games. Herr noted it was particularly hard on the veteran players. I feel extremely bad for the players, especially the 2000-born players who had their 19-year-old seasons cut short, only to have pretty much their entire 20-year-old season cancelled, he said. However, the Terriers did place some players on the way to better things, noted Herr. Asterisk Carson Miller committed to play hockey at the University of British Columbia. Asterisk Riley Egan committed to play for NCAA Division III Alvernia University. Asterisk 16-year-old forward Vaughn Waterott joined the Kamloops Blazers in the Western Hockey League. Asterisk 19-year-old goaltender Jacob Herman will be attending Swift Current Broncos camp. Asterisk 17-year-old defenseman Ryan McCleary joined the Portland Winterhawks. McCleary would end up being drafted this past season in the 7th round by the National Hockey League's Pittsburgh Penguins, noted Herr. We are extremely proud of all these players moving on, he said. I am not sure when the last time Yorkton had a player that started a season for them and was drafted in the NHL, but it was a very successful year of player development. With moving players on, that also means we will have big holes to fill for next season. We have signed local goaltender 18-year-old Cale DePape, said Herr. DePape played for the Moose Jaw AAA last season. We are expecting him to solidify our crease, said Herr, adding the second goaltender spot is essentially up for grabs at camp this fall. The Terriers also signed 18-year-old Colton Loran from Alberta. He played for Olds Grizzlies in the AJHL at 16 before returning to AAA this past season, said Herr. We are expecting him to step up and play big minutes for us. Cody Norberg is a 17-year-old who will be an underaged player this coming season. Norberg was the Terriers' 2019 first-round pick in the draft. He will play some solid minutes on the young back end for us, said Herr. Clay Sleva, an 18-year-old from Kenora, also signed with the team. He played for the Tisdale AAA last season. We are excited to get his energy and speed into the lineup, said Herr. The Terriers also signed Ethan Zurawell from Edmonton. He played for SSAS AAA last season. He also will bring speed and youth to our lineup, said Herr. Overall, we will likely be a much younger team heading into next season, noted Herr, adding they are still adding players to cards and to camp to come compete. I don't think any coach in any league can really tell anyone how their teams will be. It will definitely be interesting how each training camp goes, since mostly every recruit and most returning players have only played a handful of games over the past year. The Terriers will be holding training camp September 3 to 5, followed by 6 exhibition games. They open the season up against Estevan, who will be hosting the national championship. Opening weekend will take place September 24, in Estevan, and then the home opener Saturday September 25.